A historic building that played an essential role in Alaska's history has been sitting vacant for nearly 30 years. The Government Hill Wireless Station used to connect Anchorage with the rest of the world. As Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry reports, one man is trying to make sure it is not forgotten.
There's no placard marking the historical significance of the wireless station. Just three dilapidated buildings sitting in an overgrown lot surrounded by suburban homes. And then a man in a wooden bow tie appears from around the corner.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. Connor.
Nice bow tie.
Thanks.
Connor Schur pulls out a drill to unscrew the door of the main building. It's topped with the original cupola, which once served as a waypoint for Anchorage's port.
So this has sunken through, so don't step in it.
Okay, I won't.
We step inside. Graffiti covers the walls and bits of glass litter a sunken floor. But there are some reminders of the building's glory days, like an old telephone and a painted map of Alaska. For more than three decades, the station supplied radio communication between Anchorage and the outside world. Station employees radioed Nome during the winter of 1925 to tell the community life-saving serum was on its way, a trip that later inspired the Iditarod. And it was instrumental in the construction of Alaska's railroad. But now, it's abandoned.
I believe it won't be occupiable within the decade, so there is that added impetus to do something.
Schur wrote his master's thesis on the station. He wanted to memorialize it by telling its story. He started researching the buildings while interning for the city's historic preservation plan.
I just continued to get interested and inspired by the story and the history that was here, and how specifically that no one really remembered it outside of the neighborhood. No one has heard of the structure.
Some residents of Government Hill want to see the buildings restored. Some want the property turned into a tourist destination, and some want it to serve the community in some way, like as a library or housing. That's what Schur wants, too.
There is a chance for it to serve the neighborhood with an actual use, not just as a spectacle in a field, which too often is the fate of historic buildings.
The Federal Alaska Engineering Commission built the first of the three buildings in 1917 to facilitate communication for railroad construction. Schur says the development of the station corresponded with the development of Anchorage.
This was an arrival of modernization to this frontier.
In 2015, it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The city now owns the property, and last year they put out a request for proposals for someone to develop it. But no one responded. Dealing with extensive repairs and hazards like asbestos would be pricey. And until someone foots the bill, an important piece of Alaska's telecommunications history will continue to crumble. In Anchorage, I'm Mary McKinstry.